I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf Halacha and the Daf series. In many communities, there's a practice that immediately after the chuppah, the chassan grabs the kala's hand and runs to the yichud room. And it's an interesting discussion in itself to understand the basis for such a practice and to understand whether, in fact, this is an appropriate practice. But there's a fascinating ramah. Ramon Yerodea Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis, at the end of Sif Beis, the Ramah writes, "V'kol chasan, and every chasan, Yisha Lekala, must ask his new wife, Kodem Shigaba, before he touches her, Im Shamra Shiv Nikiyim, whether she properly observed the Zayin Nikiyim, and whether she went to the mikvah." So, this Ramah would seem to be a challenge to this practice, unless the chassan in front of everybody would feel comfortable asking her, "So did you go to the mikveh today?" The Shach, commenting on that Ramah, points out that our practice is not like that. We don't demand that a chassan, before touching her, before touching the kala, asks whether she went to the mikveh. And the explanation given is because there's an assumption that he would be informed that she was Aser. And from the absence of anyone telling him that in fact she was Aser, we could assume that she went to the mikveh properly and she in fact is permitted to him. However, that's unique for a kala, in which there's this assumption that he would be informed. But what about after a couple's already married? Does every time his wife come back from the mikveh, does he have to demand that his wife say that tavalti, I went to the mikveh, or tahora ani, that she is now mutter to him? If one learned today's and yesterday's daf, neither daf yiralf and neither daf yubayz, one could conclude that in fact, you do have to ask. The Gemara says that if a husband knows that his wife was aser, she maintains that status of iser, achatomer tahora ani, until she says that she is tahor. In fact, the Pesach Tshuva quotes from the Chavis Das that says that even ba v'shocheves etzlo, even if she comes into his bed, he cannot assume that she went to the mikvah unless she articulates, unless she explicitly says, "I went to the mikvah." However, the Lechem V'Simla, which was authored by the same author as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch from Gansfried, as well as the Aruch HaShulchan, as well as many other Achronim, argue on this Chavis Das. And they say, in fact, that there is no requirement for every wife to explicitly tell their husband when they come back from the mikvah that I went to the mikvah. Rather, it is sufficient for the woman to convey the idea that she went to the mikvah in any way that they feel comfortable. And interestingly, some Achronim even go so far as to say that in a typical situation, which a husband knows when his wife started counting Zayin Nikiyim, and when she was expected to go to the mikvah, even the Chavis Das wouldn't require a wife to tell her husband explicitly that she went to the mikvah. And the whole Chavis Das that requires such articulation was only in a case in which a husband was totally unaware of his wife's status. In that case, a husband cannot assume that his wife was mutter unless she told him. However, if the husband was keeping track and had a certain night in which he was expecting his wife to go to the mikvah, even Chavis Das would agree that it would be sufficient for the wife to convey the idea in any way in which they feel comfortable.